Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Klarna. Hey everyone, I'm thrilled to dive into this one with you today. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you've probably heard of Klarna, the buy now, pay later giant that's been shaking up the fintech space. We're going to break down everything you need to know about this company through a detailed SWOT analysis, covering their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll also sprinkle in some recent news, performance trends, and financial insights to keep things interesting. So grab a coffee, let's get into it, and figure out if Klarna is a worthy addition to your portfolio. Overview of Klarna. For those who might not be as familiar, Klarna is a leading player in the fintech sector, specifically in the buy now, pay later space. They operate in the broader financial services industry, offering payment solutions that let consumers split purchases into manageable installments. Based in Sweden, Klarna has a massive global footprint, serving millions of users and partnering with countless retailers. Their mission? Making shopping smoother and more flexible. Now let's set the stage with some recent developments and performance metrics before we dive into the nitty-gritty. Recent news and performance snapshot lately, Klarna has been making headlines with some bold moves. From the news snippets I've reviewed, there's a lot of buzz around their push into new markets and innovative product features, which could be a game changer for user adoption. On the flip side, there's also been some criticism around regulatory scrutiny in the fintech space, especially regarding consumer debt risks in the buy now, pay later model. Performance-wise, Klarna has shown some volatility in the short term, with mixed results over the past few weeks and months. However, their longer-term trajectory over the past year looks promising compared to industry peers in the financial services sector. Let's unpack this further as we move into the SWOT analysis and see what's driving these trends and what could shape their future. SWOT analysis. Strengths. Strong market position in fintech. Klarna has carved out a solid spot as a leader in the buy now, pay later niche. Their partnerships with major retailers and a growing user base give them a competitive edge in the financial services sector, making them a go-to for flexible payment solutions. Global reach and scale. Operating across multiple regions, as seen in their geographic revenue segments, Klarna benefits from diversified income streams. This international presence helps buffer against regional economic downturns, a big plus for long-term investors. Revenue growth. Looking at their income statements, Klarna has shown consistent revenue increases over recent years. This growth signals strong demand for their services, likely driven by consumer trends favoring flexible payments. Innovative product offerings. Recent news highlights Klarna's focus on rolling out new features and tools to enhance user experience. This innovation keeps them ahead of competitors and could fuel further adoption. Weaknesses, profitability concerns. Despite revenue growth, Klarna's net income and profit margins, as per recent financials, aren't as robust as one might hope. Their net profit margin leaves room for improvement, which could spook investors looking for consistent bottom-line results. High debt levels. A glance at their balance sheet shows a concerning debt-to-equity ratio. This level of leverage could pose risks, especially if interest rates climb or if economic conditions tighten, impacting their ability to service debt. Short-term volatility. Performance data over the past few weeks and months indicates some choppiness in Klarna's stock. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it's worth noting if you're sensitive to short-term swings. Operational costs. Their income statements also reveal high operating expenses, likely tied to expansion and tech investments. While this can pay off down the line, it's currently eating into profitability. Opportunities. Expansion into new markets. Revenue data by region suggests there's still untapped potential in emerging markets. If Klarna can successfully penetrate these areas, as hinted in recent news, it could drive significant top-line growth over the next few years. Growing buy now, pay later demand. Industry trends point to increasing consumer preference for flexible payment options. Klarna is well positioned to capitalize on this, especially if they keep innovating and partnering with more retailers. Favorable valuation metrics. Looking at forward P/E ratios, Klarna's valuation appears reasonable compared to historical averages and industry peers. This could attract value-focused investors betting on future earnings growth. Tech investments paying off. Their cash flow statements show notable capital expenditure, likely on tech and infrastructure. If these investments translate into better user experiences or operational efficiencies, Klarna could see a nice boost in free cash flow down the road. Threats, regulatory headwinds. News reports highlight growing scrutiny around the buy now, pay later model, with concerns about consumer debt and transparency. Tighter regulations could increase compliance costs or limit Klarna's growth potential. Competitive pressure. The fintech space is crowded, with heavyweights and startups alike vying for market share. If competitors offer better terms or innovations, Klarna risks losing ground. Economic sensitivity. Given their reliance on consumer spending, a broader economic slowdown could hit Klarna hard. If consumers tighten their belts, demand for discretionary purchases, and thus Klarna's services, could drop. Interest rate risks. With a high debt load, rising interest rates could strain Klarna's finances. This is something to watch, especially as central banks globally adjust monetary policies. Financial deep dive and insights. Let's zoom in on some key financials to give you a clearer picture. Klarna's revenue growth is a bright spot. Year-over-year figures from their income statements show they're scaling nicely, which aligns with the broader industry trend of digital payment adoption. However, their free cash flow yield isn't as strong as I'd like, suggesting they're reinvesting heavily rather than returning cash to shareholders. On the valuation front, their forward P/E ratio looks attractive compared to the industry average, hinting that the stock might be undervalued if they can execute on growth plans. But here's the kicker. Their debt levels are a red flag. The balance sheet shows a hefty load, and with potential rate hikes on the horizon, this could weigh on their flexibility. Now, flipping through the latest earnings call transcript, management seems optimistic about their expansion strategy and tech upgrades. They're doubling down on user acquisition and market penetration, which could be a long-term win if they manage costs. But they also acknowledged regulatory challenges, so it's clear they're not ignoring the elephant in the room. For us as long-term investors, this mix of optimism and caution means we need to weigh the growth potential against these external risks. Conclusion and long-term outlook. So where does Klarna stand for a long-term investor? Wrapping up this SWOT analysis, I see a company with a lot of potential thanks to its strong market position and the growing demand for buy now, pay later services. Their revenue trajectory and reasonable valuation make them an intriguing pick for those with a growth mindset. However, the profitability struggles, high debt, and regulatory threats are real concerns that could cap upside if not addressed. My take? Klarna could be a solid addition to a diversified portfolio if you're willing to stomach some volatility and keep an eye on how they navigate these challenges over the next few quarters. Thanks for tuning in, folks. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Klarna in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.